The government for the last 2 years has been investigating the money that was stolen from this country. We know that for many years a lot of money was stolen here, and we've been we've hired different organizations, one of them being Kroll Associates in Europe, to trace stolen funds from the government. And it is through these steps of investigation and a lot of emphasis by this government that we're able to realize that there are some accounts belonging to some Kenyans, especially in the United Kingdom, that have questionable amounts that we believe were stolen from the people of Kenya.
How much money do you believe is located in British accounts?
It's about $1 billion, because we also are looking at bank accounts in Switzerland. We're looking at bank accounts in various European countries, because these people are hiding money in different forms. And if you look at the transactions and the amount of money in the bank accounts, and then you look at the individuals who don't own businesses, who don't have any assets to generate this amount of income, and then you look at the portfolio they are holding and the money that was lost. So we are seeing a clear link between the amount of money they have and the fact that money disappeared in Kenya through many years.
From where does the government believe these funds were stolen?
We believe they were stolen from Kenyan projects, whereby, for example, amount of money allocated, let's say, for example, you've got $2 million allocated for a road, and half of that is stolen, and it accumulates. Others were stolen in huge chunks. If you look at the amount of projects in Kenya that, on paper, they're supposed to be complete, in reality, there's nothing but just mud and stones in the places where hospitals are supposed to be or roads are supposed to be constructed. But yet, when you look at the exchequer, the companies were paid and the people are paid for these services. And so we believe that majority of this money, a lot of this money, belongs to the people of Kenya and was stolen by these individuals.
What steps are being taken to recover those funds?
Right now we're looking at the legal parameters. Because the money is already overseas, we're looking at how the money can be repatriated back to Kenya. But more important too, just because you recover money doesn't mean that the person who stole the money gets off the hook. We're also looking at being able to legally establish that this is stolen money and be able to prosecute these individuals who have been stealing from this country.
Sir, as you know, some of the Western donors have been criticizing Kenya for not doing enough about corruption. What do you think their reaction will be to this discovery?
I think it shows that this is a government that has been very strategic in its fight against corruption. It's not a whim. It is something that we have committed ourselves to doing. We are fighting it from different arenas. We've got clear legislation. We are setting up anti-corruption units. So it is a fight that we're really committed to, and one that we will win. And I think they're starting to realize, too, very quickly, that we have been very organized in our fight against corruption. They have been calling us to take steps that have no basis whatsoever on law or on even on reality on the ground. But they are starting to respect our stand and realize that the fight against corruption in Africa, in African nations, is very complex because of the networks that are built, and that we cannot rush because we lack the legal background and historical backgrounds that are there in countries like the UK or the United States or Germany or other countries. So we have to do it our way according to our legislation so that these people do not get away with technicality.